Breakfast Business
with Enterprise Ireland
on News Talk.
Let's have a look at the main international business stories in the newspapers and websites, which we shall do in the unparalleled company of Russ Mould from AJ Bell. Good morning, Russ.
Good morning to you, Joe. No makeup tips from me, I promise you, this morning.
I think both of us need it, actually, strangely enough, and yet we're the least likely to consume it.
You're probably right.
Did you get any good weather in Brighton?
Yes, and I'm looking at a blazing sun with no blue, well, not blazing, but a sun at least, which is more than we've seen for the last 6 months, with blue sky and no clouds. I was coaching cricket yesterday here in Brighton, and I actually got a bit of sunburn, even though it was 11 degrees, because it was just a clear blue sky. So, and I had a hat on, but I'm going to have to be more careful even from now onwards. So
There were a lot of baseball caps and a lot of pink-skinned people in Ireland over the weekend. It was a lovely weekend.
Same as me, then.
Now, let's start with social media. The US government is taking a step closer to banning TikTok.
Yeah, this is the ongoing pushback on the ByteDance-owned social media and video service, which has got about 170 million American users. And Senator McCall from Texas has called TikTok a spy balloon in your phones over the weekend, as America continues to drive to push back on what it sees as a security threat. And it's all bound up as part of the horse trading for a $95 billion aid package to Ukraine, Israel and Taiwan. And as part of the deal, the Republicans want to get TikTok banned. The Chinese firm's pushing back, saying, look, this is an attack on free speech. What on earth are you thinking? But it looks as if there's that plan to either force ByteDance to sell it, presumably to an American company, or withdraw it from America, that's getting closer and closer, it seems.
I just can't see them, you know, banning this entirely. I suspect it will be forced sale. It's interesting how social media and their overreach is one of the very few things that the Republicans and the Democrats agree upon.
Yeah, it's intriguing. And you've actually got more regulatory pressure building on some of the members of the stock market's Magnificent Seven, some of those big social media players like Meta or Apple, or people who help build and control that ecosystem. You know, the Financial Trade Commission, the Federal Trade Commission in the US is looking at whether some of these companies have got too strong a competitive positions, and even whether perhaps they should be broken up or at least perhaps reined in some ways. And America doesn't, you know, clearly believe in heavy-handed regulation. The last big corporate breakup was the telephone company AT&T in the 1980s. Before that, it was Standard Oil in the 1910s, 1920s. So they don't do this very often, but it's clearly an issue that is starting to resonate even in perhaps the ultimate free market economy, America.
Yeah, and TikTok said that this bill would trample the free speech rights of 170 million Americans, devastate 7 million businesses, and shutter a platform that contributes $24 billion to the US economy. So they are basically going over the heads of the lawmakers and straight to the 170 million people and say, don't let this happen, guys.
Yeah, which in an election year is probably not a bad policy, all things considered.
Absolutely. Owen Burke Kennedy in the Irish Times, he's a piece about corporation taxes here in Ireland.
Yeah, big drop in corporate tax receipts in Ireland, 25% year on year in the first quarter, which has led the Irish Finance Minister to talk about the inherent unpredictability of Irish corporate tax revenues. And he also flags global growth as being a slowdown, as being a potential reason for that slowdown. Equally, the finance minister then says, well, you know, we'll make it up in the second half, don't worry. So maybe it's not quite as unpredictable as he's making out. And the Ministry of Finance do talk about timing issues. I guess the one big challenge that this raises is there's a relatively small number of very big companies who were thought to be very, very heavy contributors to the overall Irish corporation tax bill, tax income,
Apple,
which is
Google.
They'd be my guesses.
Pfizer, yeah, maybe.
There are no names mentioned, but they'd be my guesses. I mean, the amount of revenue that's been raised from corporation tax in Ireland over the last decade has gone from 3.5 to 23 billion euros. Yeah. So something's clearly been done right, and clearly the policies that have been followed have worked very well. But I guess the concern is now, if you're exposed to two or three big payers, what happens if their business takes a downturn or they change their mind and up sticks and go someplace else?
Yeah, it is a good position to be in, i.e. to have this money in your pocket rather than hope to get in your pocket. The issue is, of course, is it windfall in nature, i.e. is it going to be gone? Is it ephemeral and disappear in a few years' time? Because a lot of these technology companies are very mobile. Let's move on to more physical stuff. Ocado, the food delivery business, it may have to dump major cities from its list, including London and New York.
Yeah, it's an interesting one. I mean, the company's coming under pressure from activists, simply from activist shareholders who are just very, very frustrated with the fact the share price isn't doing very well. It was a lockdown winner when the shares were trading at £28. It's been an opening up loser, you can argue, more competition, because people can just go back to physical shops if they want. But there's plenty of rivals looking to get into this market. There's food delivery firms, meal kit firms. People even got the option of going to the grocery store and buying the food and cooking it themselves. And the share price has gone from £28 to £3.50 in the last four or 5 years. And this is turning out to be a jam tomorrow stock that's not yet delivering any jam, at least in terms of profits, because it's never made any. And I think some shows are getting frustrated and are looking to try and find ways of getting this firm, which says it's not a grocery delivery company. They say we're a technology company because we don't actually, this tedious business of delivering groceries, we are struggling to make money with it. We have tried to sell that business to Marks and Spencer. They got rid of half of it. They pitch themselves as a tech company that provides the software and the logistics that loads the truck, takes the orders, loads the trucks, and then leaves the dirty work to somebody else.
I have to laugh at that. They kind of don't want to consider themselves a delivery company, but that is literally what they do. I do get it that they have, you know, a lot of patented stuff.
They
do. And their warehouses are robotics. Like, it's crazy robotics. But let's see how they get away with that in the next couple of months. Now, US markets, they've had a very interesting run when it comes to bond yields of late.
Yeah, okay. So bond yields, that's the price that the market, the interest rate the market demands from a government, in this case, for it to lend. So this is how much we're prepared to charge for you to borrow from us. And the American bond yield has been creeping up, partly because inflation has been sticky, has been refusing to go down as fast as central bankers planned. So the Federal Reserve has had to keep interest rates higher than expected. And also partly because America's debts are rocketing through the ceiling. I think America's now adding, I think the Biden administration is going to add $6 trillion to the national debt in 4 years. And it took America until 2003 to get to its first $6 trillion of national debt. So that gives you a feel for the sort of pace. Now, again, inflation will play a role in that. But the Biden administration has poured on the fiscal stimulus in the hope that it gets growth and gets the money back later. And it may well be right, we will see.
Yeah.
But when bond yields stay high, if you can get 5.5% before tax, just putting your money in the bank in dollars, investors will be less will feel less obliged to take risk and less willing to take risk in things like shares, which can go down as well as up. And I think that's one of the reasons why the American stock market started to have a wobble.
Well, it also kind of, it was so bought in the first quarter. And the Magnificent were going crazy. NVIDIA was posting a new record every second day.
And NVIDIA actually lost $200 billion of market cap alone on Friday. And I think, you know, whether this is the top or not, I don't know. I mean, there's lots of things that you look at that make you feel uncomfortable. As you say there, Joe, the Mag 7. Seven companies came to represent 30% of America's stock market capitalization. So that doesn't say much necessarily for the other 493, even if there's some very, very fine companies there, at least from an investor's perspective. And when you've seen a market that's been similarly lopsided before, tech in 1998 to 2000, the Nifty 50 in the early 1970s, tech in the late 1960s, eventually something tends to go wrong. Because it's like, just imagine people are sitting in a boat and everybody's piled over to one side. What's going to happen eventually?
It tips over.
It's going to tip over.
Yeah.
Or they all start going back the other way to make sure that it doesn't. And that's, I suspect, what you might be starting to see in the stock market now.
Yeah. Ross, thank you so much for your time and expertise. That is Ross Mould, the Director of Research at AJ Bell.
Breakfast Business
with Enterprise Ireland
on News Talk.